With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we are happy now to be talking with the Peabody High School football coach, Mark Betancourt. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations halfway through the season and a 5-0 record.
Thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun.
Coach, the Leominster game, first of all, long road trip. I want to hear about that. But then secondly, you seem to have really capitalized on turnovers and then held them off on defense. So give me a little bit about the ebb and flow of that game, but also the road trip factor going down to Leominster.
That was a hike. We left at 4:15 thinking we'd have plenty of time to get there and get loose, and we didn't get there until after 6 o'clock, which was Route 2 was a parking lot, and Route 3 wasn't any better. So we just had to suffer through a long trip, but getting the kids off the bus and getting them motivated wasn't a very difficult thing to do. We were excited to play. The beautiful Doyle Stadium up there was a beautiful place to play, a great venue to play football. And, we got the boys ready, and we're out there and beat a good team.
Tell me about the turnovers, because, we read a lot about how important they are. There are takeaways, and then there are, giveaways. How'd that work out for you guys against Leominster?
Well, the biggest turnover of the game was, in the third quarter when we Eli Batista picked off a pass and took it back 78 yards. That really gave us some breathing room. Up to that point, they were just missing on connecting on some deep balls that we felt like the game was not going to be over until the final whistle blew. Their quarterback was an excellent athlete and a very good player. And he was just missing a couple of connections where they had a couple of guys had us beat deep. And, our coaching staff the entire game was saying, hey, there's no safe lead against this team. This team could explode and score very, very quickly. So we have to, keep our head straight and keep the pedal to the metal and, fight through this entire game and play the full game.
Well, a game like that, Coach, where you've been rolling along pretty well, it's important to have a competitive game every now and then, isn't it?
Of course it is. I mean, and the thing is, when you make schedule, every year you don't know how good teams are going to be. Mm-hmm. If anybody told me before this year started that a team like Marble's Head was going to be 0-4 when you played them, I would have told them they were crazy. Mm-hmm. So you make your schedule, and sometimes it's hard to find dates with teams you want to play, and you end up making your schedule, and then you kind of see how things play out, The power rankings, I respect those, and I think it's a great way of ranking teams. But as far as making schedules at the beginning of the year, you really don't have an idea how teams are going to be. So all we can do is focus on ourselves, mm-hmm. and win the games that we have on our schedule and let the chips fall where they may.
All right, and again, it seems like a good test by Leominster. And one of the things we've talked about all year long, Coach, are special teams for Peabody High School. And how important are those field goals by Dominic Scalise? I mean, you're talking 47 yards like it's routine.
He's a huge weapon. And it's not just the field goals. I mean, the punting that he does in the field position game when we aren't able to continue drives, he's probably got a dozen, if not more, touchbacks on kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge, making a team travel 80 yards to score. And, the field goal part of it that Dom brings to us is once we get inside the 30-yard line, there's a sense of okay, we're going to score on this drive.
Mm-hmm.
We want 7, but we know with Dom there's a good chance we're at least going to get 3. Don't turn the ball over. Don't make a silly mistake. Just stay with the routine, try to punch one in, play good red zone football, but don't get over anxious. The 47-yard field goal, I believe we were 4th and 14.
Good heavens,
yeah. If we don't have Dom, 4th and 14, that's not a high percentage, continue a drive situation that he kind of bails us out of by getting us 3 points on the board. Plus, it gets your team off the field, and you get a kickoff coming, and you get some guys off the field, get them a quick break. It changes the whole flow of the game when you have a weapon like Dom that can put points on the board even though you don't find pay dirt.
Oh, yeah, it's an added dimension for any team, but high school team in particular. Mark, what does that mean in terms of coaching your other players on special teams, on kick teams? Because there has to be a difference when you have a punter who is not the caliber of Scalise, you know, but is doing his best. It's got to make a difference in the way you coach up the special teams on a punt team.
Well, I mean, the thing with Dom is he can get us some good hang time. Mm-hmm. So the big thing for us is to get off your blocks and get to your spot where you're supposed to be. If you're supposed to be on the numbers, get yourself to the numbers. If you're supposed to be on the hashes, get to your landmarks. And then from there, once you have the field covered, now it's just a simple matter of compressing and then vicing to the tackle. And it makes it so much easier when you know that punt's going to be up there for a while and those kids can get in their proper positions. And everything about special teams, defense, it's all about being aligned properly and being ready for whatever they throw at you, but being aligned properly. And with Dom back there, our punt team can really align themselves properly and try to avoid any type of big play on special teams. Same thing with kickoff. They know Dom's going to kick the ball, if not through the end zone, inside the 10, mm-hmm. maybe inside the 5. So they know they've got a sprint down there, and they have a good chance of making a special teams tackle inside of the 20-yard line, inside of the 25-yard line, and that motivates those kids on those teams. They want to make a tackle. They want to make a hit and make the opposing team travel 80, 85 yards to score. And when you have someone like Dom, the confidence of the entire special teams is just raised to another level.
You know, I'm thinking in microcosm, that's the idea of a really good player making the other players good, bringing them up, you know what I'm saying, making them look good.
And that's what Dom brings to us. I mean, if you come to one of our practices, the team's practicing, whether it's offense, defense, whatever we're doing, mm-hmm. you always see Dom on the side. So your linemen are doing a drill in the end zone, and there's 4 or 5 footballs flying over their heads going through the upright. There's just balls flying around the entire field, the entire practice, because Dom is such a self-motivated, hard-working kid. He doesn't have downtime during practice. He doesn't play another position. We don't risk putting him on offense to get hurt. We don't risk putting him on defense. He's too important of a piece of the puzzle to risk injury to him. So instead of sitting on the bench or just standing around, he's constantly doing drill work, whether it's kicking, punting, kickoff, whether it's putting heat on, stretching. He's always getting himself ready for when the opportunity comes to make sure that he has the best chance to be successful.
Wow, what a weapon. Coach, in the paper, as usual, Eli Batista, big game. Alex Silva, big game. The specialty players, they get the credit, the skill players. But I got to ask you again about your line play. Pick out a guy or two who impressed you this past weekend.
I mean, our front five do such a great job with, Ramey and Dino being the senior captain on that line. When you have, three to four juniors on that line, it just makes you feel good about your future because they're getting better every day. Every week is a challenge as every team comes at you differently, whether it's a three front, a four front, the different stunts that they do, the gap shooting, depending on what each team does, and every team has a unique style. Those guys look forward to learning every Monday, okay, what is this team going to do to us? Let's watch the film. How many guys do they have up front? What are their numbers? What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? What are they going to try to do to disrupt our game plan on running the ball, protecting Luke, giving him time to read and throw? And it's a challenge every week. Now that the kid that started, now that Mark Clanton is back healthy again from his injury, it just creates even more competition now because, Mark's going to want his job back and Jackson O'Brien is certainly not going to give it to him. There's a competition there that goes on every day in practice that Mark's getting himself back into playing shape, and Jackson knows he's got to do his job because there's somebody that wants to take that job back. And that competition is felt by the entire offensive line. They don't pick a favorite. They motivate everybody, and everybody just gets better. And that's what you want in a practice. So for us, the offensive line is just a major part of the bigger scheme of things. It's a team within a team, and those guys take a lot of pride in what they do. They're very, very close knit, and they look out for each other. They have each other's back, and they try to minimize, obviously, the mistake that we make during games. And if they do get confused during a game or somebody does something that we weren't expecting, their in-game adjustments so far this year have been outstanding.
Wow, okay. Hey, did they eat together in the cafeteria, do you know?
That part I don't know. Unfortunately, I'm not in the school, but I hope they do, and I hope they're eating a lot.
Okay. Coach, before I ask you about Winthrop, I guess the final question would be, at this point in the season, your team, obviously you know them now very well. They know you now very well as a unit for this particular season. Each team seems to develop an overall character that you can sort of quantify or label a team as. And each year, you know, it depends on how they work together or what their offense or defense might be. Can you look at these guys and say, you know, and maybe come up with a phrase of how you look at them this year in terms of how you would label your team?
Well, I mean, it was being said all summer, and you know, everybody was saying it. Look at the loss that they had. Look at the loss of Shea Lynch. Look at the loss of all those receivers. Look at the loss of and they kind of like, you know, pulled together. And, you know, Eli being a major part of that, Eli and Alex saying, you know, what about us? We were here last year. We're back. You know, like, why does everybody think because those guys are gone? And, you know, and there's no negativity towards it, but, you know, we're still here. There's not going to be a huge drop-off. Everybody thinks, like, what, because we went 10-1 last year and those guys graduated, we're going to go, you know, 1-10 now? There's always been a little chip on all of their shoulders that, hey, we were good last year, but why can't we be good again? There's no reason why we can't come out and have they were 5-0 like we were last year. Why can't we come out and have a great season? You know, hopefully, you know, do the best we can during the regular season, get a good ranking, you know, get into the playoffs, get another home game, and you know, and take a shot at it and let things come together. You know, our defense has been carrying us so far. There's no secret about that. You know, our offense is getting better week in and week out. The longer, the more games we play, the better we get. And you don't want to peak in October. And I tell them that all the time. Guys, you don't want to peak right now. We want to peak in November. Don't be hard on yourself. Make the adjustments, make the corrections, and get better every day. What you do in weeks 1-8, you know, they're important, but they're not nearly as important as what you do in weeks 9 and 10.
Hmm.
So we have to make sure we're preparing for that, and don't be hard on yourself. The overall theme of this team is definitely, hey, don't forget about us. We were good last year. Yeah, we had some good players, but we got some pretty good players coming back. Don't think that you know, there's going to be a huge drop off from 2022 to 2023. We can play football too.
Sounds like Eli and Alex went to the Julian Edelman School of Attitude Adjustment.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. Very nice. Okay, Coach, Winthrop hot and cold right now. They've surprised a few teams. They're a tough team. Not only that, but it's a tough road trip down there.
Winthrop plays very tough in Winthrop. That is something that's been going on for decades. People call this a trap game for us because, you know, we have a three-day week and we're playing on Thursday, and playing down Winthrop is always a tall task. I mean, they run that wing tee. They run it very, very well. That's all they do. So the kids are very, very crisp on their trap blocks, on you know, they block you at the hip. They're very well trained. They're very, very well coached. Now that coaching staff is made up of a majority of Winthrop graduates, it's being taught by kids who have been there and done that. So, you know, people say hot and cold. It's a matter of stopping that offense. I mean, defensively, they're going to be tough. They're going to be strong, and they're going to hit hard. You know, Winthrop's one of those teams, like similar to the old days of Gloucester. You get back on the bus, you know, you played a football game. So they're going to be strong. And they're going to be tough. They have a couple of really good running backs that are hard to take down. And you know, with the misdirection created through that offense, you have to be disciplined. If your job is to take care of the dive, you can't be watching the motion, because if you watch the motion, it takes you away from the dive. You have to do your job. If you're responsible for the motion sweep, you can't be worried about the dive. That's not your responsibility. You have to take care of your responsibility defensively. And once it's the type of team, they're satisfied with 3-4 yards a pop. They'll go for it on 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2 in their own end. They're very, very confident in what they run. And you know, you have to come up and you have to stop them. You can stop them 10 plays in a row. They're relying on that 11th play to go 80 yards. And you see it on the film. You watch the film. They'll run the ball 50 times. 47 times, they'll get 1 or 2 yards of whack, But those three times that, that someone didn't do their responsibility, they hit you for 50, 60, 70 yards.
Mm.
You've got to play disciplined football, and we're, you know, we're working on that in practice this week. We're really, really, you know, focusing on that point that, you know, do your job. Don't worry about the other jobs. If you're a middle linebacker, you're not going to stop the jet sweep. Don't even look at it. Don't look at your responsibility. Focus on what your job is. And offensively, again, we just have to get better. You know, they're a tough team against the run. We may have to throw the ball a little bit more than, you know, maybe we want to, but you do what you have to do to win the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I learned a lot once again tonight, Mark. Thank you very much. And it's just a great time of year right now, the way things are going in the league. And hopefully we can talk again next week. Good luck, Coach, and thanks so much.
Thank you for everything you guys do.
I appreciate it, Mark. Take care.
Have a good night.
All right, bye-bye. That's Mark Betancourt, who is the Peabody High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.